You ended and started on a giggle. I know this response is a little bit later, but I had to take care of some stuff, and I'll be real, my anxiety got the better of me for a little bit there, but part of the reason I said, like, oh, I'm not your friend, blah, 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 is because one of my favorite things to do is to get to know people, like just learning about their personalities or their little bits about them, blah, blah, blah. So even if I get nervous and I'll ramble and I'll even sometimes accidentally talk over people, but thankfully not so much anymore. Sorry that this is why I'm getting nervous. I've had a lot of fun talking to you, so my brain just keeps going like, give them your Discord, give them your Discord. You really want to have more non-binary friends, blah blah blah. That would be really nice. And I also really want to. You're right. I honestly, I'm kind of empathetic to a fault. So if I see insecurities and stuff like that, all I want to do is just fucking attack them bitches. And I can already tell that even just getting a little bit of encouragement really does mean something for you. So I really want to continue doing that. I want to be your fucking hype man. I want to. That's something I find very fulfilling in a way. That makes it sound kind of selfish. Okay. No more overthinking. The reason I'm still recording, even if I'm admittedly a little bit of nerves, is I don't want to make things awkward. Because I was really having fun talking too, and I think that even if it feels like a fun little like message chain in a way, I thought, or at least what I think is, it might be good practice for you getting more comfortable recording and making a message and just sort of having that sort of awareness of your voice. Because when people listen to you, half the time, if you make not safe for work content, it'll people being like, hey, I came to this. Thanks, bud. Where the fuck was I going with this? But okay. Response to your audio, yes. I think I might be tired. okay. I can do this. I can do this. You're probably a better judge of character than you think you are. I don't want to be like, ooh, I am a perfect angel, though I have had a friend call me that once for saving a worm. I am very empathetic. I want to take care about the people around me to a fault. That sometimes that can be a little bit hard for me. It's also very important to me that I come across clearly both with my intentions and my words, because I want to be easy to understand. And there's a variety of reasons for that that I won't go into. Not that I'm ashamed of them or anything. I'm trying really hard to keep like a healthy little boundary there, partially because you said you're a private person, and also because I know that's like what you're supposed to do in these kind of situations. Like, you are, if all goes to plan, you're going to be spending me giving me money to contribute to your spank bank, which I really want to do because that's something that I've wanted to do, and it sounds really exciting, and I don't want to make it weird by being friendlier and stuff, because if we were friends, you wouldn't really commission me to do something like that, would you? But in my brain, I'm like, hey, this is someone I've had fun talking to, blah, 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 and I want to help you contribute to your growth and stuff like that, because I just think if this is a form of outlet that you think would be fulfilling to you, and stuff like that, I think that would be really fun to just help you gain experience with that. And hell, honestly, the first thing I thought of when I heard your voice is, hot fucking damn, I want to collab with this person. But I. Fuck it, I'll just be blunt. I'll be blunt. Okay, forgive me, because this is going to be absolutely, absurdly, ridiculously fucking blunt. I'm like really pent up right now because I haven't done anything in like a week. And your voice is hot, and you're attracted to me, and my brain is just going, do things with this person, and that's. I can be very impulsive, and I just don't want to disrespect your boundaries like that, and also inevitably accidentally push myself too far just because I want something, and I've gotten extremely used to when people reach out to me that that is what they want. And when you're not, when you're not used to receiving that kind of thing, it's really easy to get wrapped up in it. I'm sorry if that comes across as like a vent thing. I guess just if you appreciate that I'm being honest and stuff like that, I want to keep that going. I like being honest. I don't want to put up a front. That's the whole point of my page and also just who I am as a person. Doing that sucks, and I'm also not very good at it. Yeah. Thank you for the practice and potential confidence boost. And right now I'm kind of confused because I know I should probably keep space, but this has also been a lot of fun. But I'm also someone who craves attention and validation very badly, and I don't want to accidentally like use you for attention or get too caught in my own thoughts and push you too far. And I don't know if that's even what I'm doing, but that's kind of why I pulled back a little bit, because I got nervous. And again, if you're just someone commissioning me like this, this does not feel like an appropriate thing to say. It doesn't. But we've been talking for a couple hours, and we've been offering each other advice, and I can't really, I don't think we can really say we're just strangers anymore, yeah? But, yeah. Please let me know if I'm just overthinking this. Because I don't want you overthinking what you can say or what you can't say or anything like that. Because you've been absolutely nothing but extremely respectful. This is just a very new situation, and if I don't have clear-cut rules for what's okay and what's not, I get very confused. I'm still learning a lot about talking to people. So, yeah, I'll just cut that off there. Fuck it, I'll throw a horn thing at the end. You can be a little bit more disrespectful in your comments if you But again, that's the horny brain. You hurt the vulnerable brain a little bit more, but yeah, I didn't bother to grab my mic, so I hope this is still audible, and I also apologize if me sharing a couple of insecurities is pushing a boundary or going too far. Because I did just meet you, and I'm also going against my own word previously, so I apologize if this is confusing. Thank you.